Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, February 26th. We are green across the board overnight with soybeans leading the way. We've got May up 7.5 cents at 10.55, November up 5.25 at 10.33.25, putting in a new contract high at 10.34 in the November. This on continued dryness and drought conditions in Argentina. Over the weekend, they received just about 20% coverage. But this still left about two-thirds of the grain belt there under pretty severe stress. So estimates for that Argentinian bean crop continue to decline, some at 44 to 46 million metric tons, and other privates moving as low as 40 to 42. That's versus the USDA's recent estimate of over 50 million. So we will have to see how that plays out. USDA announced a sale this morning of 132,000 tons of beans to China, and it is noted that China also last week booked up to 20 cargoes of Brazilian beans. In the fund department, managed money now long over, or rather almost 100,000 contracts of beans, adding over 50,000 contracts as of last Tuesday. So pinning those bullish bets here on what's going on down in Argentina. Taking a look at wheat, we've got May up 5 cents at 4.69 1/4. Kansas City May up 5 1/4 at 4.90. This afternoon, the hard red wheat ratings will be updated. We'll be keeping a close eye on that to see if there is any indication of further damage. Remember that Oklahoma in the last report was at 4% good to excellent. Kansas was at 14%. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that report. And moving to also in the wheat, rather, the funds are still short about 60,000 contracts in Chicago and are long about 12,000 in Kansas City. Moving to the corn, we've got May up 1 3/4 cents at 3.76 1/4. December up 1.5 cents at 3.98 3/4, still unable to break through that $4 level. Although December is now above the 200-day moving average at 3.97 3/4, hasn't closed above there since last August. If we do maintain closes above that level, that might get the funds to start adding to this new long position. So as on Friday's report, the funds were shown to have added about 29,000 contracts from a 10,000 contract short position, now long about 20,000 contracts in the corn. USDA this morning also announced a sale of 125,000 tons of corn to unknown. So all eyes on the weather down in South America. We're looking at this as a good marketing opportunity here, selling another 5% of beans, getting us 30% sold guaranteed bushels. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.